the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the astronomer Edwin Powell Hubble, born in Marshfield, Missouri, 1889. Went off on scholarship to the University of Chicago, played for the college basketball team, earned his degree, mathematics, astronomy. He was a Rhodes Scholar, then came back to Chicago to get his Ph.D. in astronomy. He joined the staff of the Mount Wilson Observatory after World War I, where he studied nebulae and discovered that the Andromeda Nebula was actually another galaxy far away from our own Milky Way, which scientists had long believed was the only galaxy in the universe. He discovered 22 more galaxies and also proved that the universe was actually expanding, which supported the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe, one of the great intellectual revolutions of the 20th century. It's the birthday of the novelist Don DeLillo, New York City, 1936, author of White Noise, Libra, Underworld, other books. Don DeLillo, who does not use email and still writes his novels on a typewriter, and who used to carry a business card that said simply, "I do not want to talk about it." Grew up in the Bronx, and he spent a summer parking cars, where he began to love reading and decided to become a writer. Read Faulkner's As I Lay Dying late in August, and then James Joyce. He said, "It was through Joyce that I learned to see something in language that carried a radiance, something that made me feel the beauty and fervor of words, the sense that a word has a life and a history." He was a copywriter at an ad agency and then quit and holed up in a small apartment in Manhattan, spent 4 years writing his first novel, Americana. It was with his novel White Noise, 1985, about a professor named Jack Gladney who teaches Hitler studies, that Don DeLillo became a bestseller. And it's the birthday of R.W. Apple Jr., born in Akron, Ohio, 1934, correspondent for many years for the New York Times, R.W. Apple, who said, "Newspaper people love impossible dreams. I suppose we're reckless sentimentalists. If we didn't love impossible dreams, we would not still be working in an industry whose basic technology was developed in the 16th and 17th centuries." Here's a poem for today by Charles Simich, Rural Delivery. "I never thought we'd end up living this far north, love. Cold blue heaven over our heads, quarter moon like chalk on a slate. This week it's the art of subtraction and further erasure that we study. Oh, the many blanks to ponder before the night overtakes us once more on this lonely stretch of road, unplowed since this morning, mittens raised against the sudden blinding gust of wind and snow. But the mailbox, empty. I had to stick my bare hand all the way in to make sure this is where we live. The wonder of it. We retraced our steps, homeward, lit by the same fuel as the snow glinting in the gloom of the early nightfall." A poem by Charles Simich, Rural Delivery, from his Selected Poems, 1963 to 1983, published by George Braziller and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day, in stores or at staples.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.